Welcome, Bridge friends. This is Michael. It's December 22nd, 2010. Christmas draws near for those of you who celebrate it. And this is poll number 17. Well, speaking of holiday presents, let's see what we've got here for South, who is the dealer. We have four for the Ace of Spades. Ace, King of Hearts, another seven, makes us up to 11. In clubs, Queen, Jack, tight. We'll talk more about how to count that suit. There's another three, so that gets us up to 14. And then three for the Queen Jack of Diamonds makes 17. Well, what do you think? Do you want to open at one no-trump with two doubletons and the black suits? Or would you rather open at one diamond and then possibly, after partner north, probably we'll bid spades since that's a doubleton suit. What will we bid next? Will we do a reverse to two hearts? Do you play two hearts as a reverse? And if you do, more importantly, what do you do on bids and rebids? Well, we won't get into that today. We're just going to go ahead and open at one no-trump, but some of our players here will certainly instead choose to do a reverse with 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of the 17 points being in those nice red suits. Okay, so we're going to try one no-trump and see where we end up today. Pass by West. East-West are playing an adverse vulnerability, and with King-Queen-Jack five times in spades, not a very good hand to do an overcall. We don't want to jump in front of the railroad train with so many losers, especially vulnerable. Okay, off to North. North has in hearts Queen-Jack, so there's three. In clubs, a king, that's another three, a six. And in diamonds, we have a king. Three more, that makes 9 points. So we're at least going to want to do an invite to game. We'd like to have 10 points to actually bid a game. But at this point, since we have four spades, even though there are two, three, four, five, it just doesn't really matter. We are going to bid two clubs to see if we can find a fit with partner who has opened one no-trump. Okay, so we do two club stamen. East is going to pass. Back to South. Well, we do have a major, and we always bid majors up the line. So we bid two hearts, the lower of our majors, if we happen to have both of them. So two hearts by South. Pass by West. Back to North. Well, North is going to do two no-trump. If we had 10 points, we would go ahead and bid three no-trump. But with nine, we can only invite. So two no-trump to North. Pass then by East. And should South accept? Well, South knows that North has four spades. That was apparent when they didn't support the heart suit. And does not have four hearts, has four spades, so that must mean about six or seven cards in the minors. I think South should accept, but we said it's 17 high card points. We should really subtract one for the Queen Jack tight of clubs. But I think it's fair to go ahead and add a point for the five diamonds because we do have a queen, jack, ten, five times. And ostensibly, partner has the ace or the king of diamonds with that many cards in the minors. So I think we should accept three no-trump. Okay, goes passed out. And what do we lead for West? Well, top of a sequence, the king of spades. King is played and a low from the dummy. Should be a 10 from East, top of a doubleton. And what do we think about for South? Well, what's our plan going to be to play? How many tricks do we have? We have one in spades, two in hearts on our side, another two for partner. That's five so far. In clubs, we don't have any quick tricks, and diamonds, we don't have either. So we got a lot of slow tricks in the minors. So we've got five quick tricks, needing four, and we're going to have to maybe have a little bit of luck to make this contract. If we win this trick, then when we go to try to set up diamonds, East is going to go ahead and play a spade back. Or if West has the diamond, well, it's fait accompli. They're going to go ahead and promote four spades plus the diamond and set us by one. So we're going to have to duck this first trick, and let's talk about why. Notice the spades. We have two in our hand and four in the dummy. That makes six. In Bridge, there's something called a rule of seven that applies in some instances. You can learn more about it in our commentary that's written up. But essentially, it says add up the total number you have in the suit when you're playing a no trump, subtract that number from seven. So we have 2 and 4 make 6, subtract from 7 is 1, and we hold back one time. This is an attempt to disrupt the transportation. If we were to win the ace, eventually when they get in, they're going to run those spades. So we're going to duck the first time with playing the 6 out of our hand. Okay. West is happy enough and plays the queen of spades, and we play a 3, and then the 9 from East. 10-9 says it's a doubleton. And West has a read on the hand anyway, doesn't West? It was 5-4-2-2. Looking at the dummy. So we win that one with the ace. And by the way, I hope that like we did, looking at the tricks we had right away, I hope that the defenders did also. Do you recall on trick 1 what the points were? Let's go back and take a quick look at it. They knew that North-South just barely made 3 no-trumps. So they have 25 or 26. West has 5 points for the 3 King-Queen-Jack of spades. And how about East? East has 8. So they should be able to deduct from 26 points, 25-26, and deduce what the points are that each other have. And quickly, they should be able to determine what the play is. Okay, let's go ahead and we'll kind of watch those cards fly by again. All right, here we go. So what's our plan now? We're at trick 3 and South's turn to go ahead and make a play. Well, let's stop for just a second to ponder this. If we were to go ahead and play the hearts first, once the opponents get in, it would sure give a clear signal for East on what to play. It wouldn't be hearts. It wouldn't be diamonds. Therefore, it might be clubs. And if the ace of clubs existed over in the West hand, they would know exactly what to play. So it's better to go ahead and play our diamonds first of all. Okay, a low diamond. And dummy, West plays a low. They're singleton, but nobody knows that at this point. We go up with the king. Normally, we play the high card from the low count side. With a doubleton, we play high. And what should East do? Well, East's got a little surprised here, wondering, why are they playing diamonds already when I've got a 5-card suit? They probably don't know that partner's really short in that suit. Let's assume they go ahead and win the card. And what next? Well, we said earlier with 8 points, we know that West only has about 6. And if they have 6 points in spades, there's no points anywhere else for West to be able to contribute. So we might as well play a low club from ace 10. Partner might have a jack. So we'll play a 2 of clubs, bottom of a honor sequence. South goes up with the jack of clubs. No encouragement per se from West. And we'll play low from the dummy. Okay, what do we want to do now? Well, let's play a couple diamond tricks from South, the queen of diamonds. We might as well discard a spade from West. There's obviously partner can't help there. And everybody follows. No, what's this? West didn't follow. So South knows the distribution of that suit. There was 2 in the dummy. We had 5. A singleton. So it's 5-5-2-1 is how we get to 13 cards in that suit. So we can't cash out all of our diamonds, but we can play one more. So let's play the queen of diamonds. Another spade discard, and North will discard a spade also. And a low diamond from East. What next? Well, we could play hearts, but at this point, Declare knows that the ace of clubs has to be held by East. If not, we would be down already. They would take the ace and they would run the spades. So we can actually get an extra trick. Rather than go for 9, we can go for 10 tricks. Watch this one. We'll lead the club, the queen, play low out of North. And what's West to do, or East to do on this one? I think we'll go ahead and win it with the ace and just come back right with the club. We're certainly not going to play a diamond. Declarer's got us figured out on that suit. We play a club, and now, South, what do you want to discard? A heart? 10 of diamonds? No, we want to discard that 8 of diamonds. and a nine of clubs by West, and we want to win it. Okay, at this point, obviously North does not want to play a club, not a spade. How about the Queen of Hearts, top of a sequence? And from here, we're going to be home free, as you'll see. After the Queen of Hearts, the Jack of Hearts. Everybody follows. A low heart. And at this point, we can see that we're home free. Up to our King, Ace of Hearts, and our Ten of Diamonds. Okay, how about a review? Back to trick one. It was questionable whether we should have opened one no trump. This time, we got away with it. If you know reverses, then you might use them here. Start with a diamond, bid two hearts next with 16 or more points. Some like to play 17. The problem is, so many players, they don't know bids or rebids after that, so we're going to just stick with one no trump for this discussion. Then, after it got up to two clubs by North, Stamen, response by two hearts, showing four hearts, then to no trump, saying, oh, I had four spades, and I'm only invitational. Then it went three no trump, accepting questionably with a queen jack tight, but knowing that partner had to have some clubs by not having four hearts and only four spades. So accepting three no trump, hoping that that diamond suit would promote, the opening lead was a king of spades. If we were to win trick one with the ace, we will soon go down. We'll go up to the king of diamonds. They'll win it with the ace, come back with a spade. And as you can see at this point, it's toast. So that's not the play we want to do. Instead, the right play after trick one was to duck it. Then on trick two, we win it. And when they do not have transportation to get back to the long hand with spades, good things can happen for us. So our strategy was to promote the diamond suit. And when they played a low club, we held our breath. And when West couldn't cover it with the ace, we knew exactly who had the ace of clubs, didn't we? So at that point, it was a matter of either cashing our nine tricks out for your rubber bridge players. The duplicate players hopefully will go ahead and try to get an extra trick when they see the bad distribution on diamonds, that 5-5-2-1 suit, and will instead, after playing a couple rounds of diamonds, they will then go ahead, and we'll just watch that again, and play the Queen of Clubs, letting the opponent take whenever they want to. And sure enough, at this point, we're going to have 10 tricks in hand. Okay, I hope you enjoyed the lesson. We covered quite a bit today. If some of it was a little advanced for you, no problem. I hope you got some of the things on leading top of sequence, on how to do some hand evaluation. And for those of you who are more advanced, I hope there was a couple things that you enjoyed also. Finally, if you're really into this, we can take a look at how end plays work. So we're going to go back to trick number 6. And you'll recall that we won with the Jack of Diamonds. We could no longer play because Righty had two diamonds that were tennised to us. So in this case, let's go ahead and play a heart. We'll go up with our queen. And then we're going to go ahead and play our ten of hearts back low. In this case, we're going to go play a heart back to our hand. And East is going to hold on to these diamonds, knowing that one of them would promote. So we're going to pitch a club. We're going to play a final ace of hearts from our hand. And we might as well pitch a spade. And do you see what happened here? East is in a bit of a squeeze. Pitching a diamond, then South can take two diamonds and only lose a club. Or pitching a club here, in which case is now we go with a queen of clubs up, and we can see that there's an end play with East holding the 9-7 with the 10-8 behind. A little trickier play, but I guess for those of you who really like to go about squeezes in place, there you go. So I hope you enjoyed the session. Thanks for coming, and we'll see you again. For those of you who are celebrating Christmas, I hope you have a very good one. Bye now.